The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have our guest in the studio today, Clark Brock, president of the Huron County Huron Community Fair Board. I still get tongue-tied with that. I have been doing this, been in this county for 40 years, and it still sometimes rolls off the tongue the wrong way, but it is the Huron Community Fair.
It is.
And it is coming up very shortly. It's getting to that time where everybody's getting anxious.
We're getting crunch time. Actually, the cleanup, the setup, all those kinds of things are going on. This week is major week for cleanup setup to get ready, and we kick things off on Sunday the 30th, so I hope everybody has their plan set and come on out to have a great time all week long.
And Sunday the 30th is when the animals come in and you have the rodeo.
Right. Not only do the animals come in on Sunday the 30th, but we do have the Indian Trails Rodeo, which is in for that afternoon performance, which, remember, that's all the local cowboys and cowgirls that have a good time that day.
And remember, when you're bringing the animals, to bring all the paperwork you need, because there's no grace period. You have to have the documentation that all the vaccinations and all the stuff is up to date.
Correct. The state vet says to us, thou shalt not unload without the right paperwork. So we need to have that all in place and set and ready to go when they bring those in. And we remind our exhibitors with their livestock coming in that the beef and feeders will be coming in off Schwalm Street Inn, and that the hogs and sheep will be coming in off Soper Road. So just to make sure that we keep that straight.
I'm sure you'll be told where to go.
Absolutely, no question about it. Do remind people also that the still exhibits and the things on non-baked goods, non-perishables, actually come in the end of next week. They're in before fair starts to get that building set up and set, because part of the judging takes place actually over the weekend and Monday as we're getting ready to go.
Well, and that also allows you to have more personnel and resources available when the living and the perishable stuff come in.
Correct. We have to make sure that and people have to understand the entire fair is run by volunteers. It's not like we go out and hire a whole bunch of people to do all that. So in those 4-H building with the crafts and all of that, that's leaders and parents and people that volunteer to come in and set that up, and then
and they also provide some sort of security through the week.
They do.
Such, because they, these are people have worked long and hard on these projects, and you want to be able to get them home.
Oh, absolutely. Patty and Carrie, Carrie Varellin at the Extension Office, if you're on Carrie's email list, you know she's been passing that list for about 3 weeks now, trying to make sure that we get slots all filled and volunteers there to watch that building and just make sure that the kids' projects are taken care of properly and answer questions for people as well.
Are you getting requests for a good viewing this year of all these types of projects and a lot of 4-H and FFA and other types of exhibits coming in?
We have all.
I understand there's even some adults that can.
Oh, absolutely. We have open classes. We have adults that display things in the open class. That registration all took place a couple weeks ago, and the books are in and the papers are filled out. And Donna Wheeler's been sitting at her desk in the office on many, many hours getting judging sheets all set. When I left yesterday afternoon, the judging sheets were lined up across the counter, so we hope we're ready for that to start taking place soon, too.
And people love to be in competition, getting the ribbons and the other things that go with it, the
sure.
accolades.
Sure, absolutely. Everybody takes pride in their projects and activities and craft work and whatever it is they do. And some of those kids will also get a chance to sell some of their items at the end of the week when we have that small animal sale and craft sale on Saturday morning as well. So just great opportunities for all the kids.
I know most of these kids live on a farm and they're kind of used to it, but to me, that would be a pet by the end of the program. It would be hard to say goodbye, but I understand that they live on a farm and they understand the way the food chain works.
They do, and actually, I mean, that's what the process is all about. As you say, it's the food chain, and some of our friends over the years, as my kids went through the project, would say to them, geez, don't you? And my boys would say, that's what we raise them for. You like to have pork chops out of McDonald's Food and Family Center? Then make sure that we keep doing our job to have them available for you. So that's what it's all about.
And it also is a good fundraiser for the kids when they sell the animals, because helps them with college and all kinds of things.
Sure. We oftentimes kind of refer to it as one of their scholarship programs. Many of those kids spend long, hard hours throughout the summer getting their projects, animals, crafts, whatever it is, done and completed. And the payoff is some money. And as you say, oftentimes that's college scholarship money that certainly helps. And we all know that's not getting any cheaper.
And I also know that sometimes people get very generous, and they could have bought another animal like that in the free market, but they like to help the kids.
Sure.
And that's part of what keeps a community fair going and what keeps us a community.
It really does. It is all about community, and it astounds me every year as we have both of those sales, and we run through all day Friday, and we run through Saturday morning with that, and the generosity of people in this county and surrounding communities, and it's the business people, and it's the grandparents, and it's the farmers, and it's the just everybody out there that wants to help the kids, and they all enjoy it, and it's a great project.
Well, terrific. And that is a lot of club activity that goes through a lot of the year. They get them in the spring and they raise them through the year, and they teach them how to show and not be bucking around or doing anything else, because they want to show the judges the best they can.
Sure. You start talking about those big steers, and the big steers, oftentimes, maybe even before the fair's over, those kids are lining up that animal for next year. If they don't have it, usually before Thanksgiving time, or by that time, the big steers are purchased in the barns. And so for some kids, it's a year-round on those large projects. And on the other ones, as you say, by early spring, those animals are going in the barn. And you're right, they're working on proper nutrition and proper grooming and care for those animals and practice for the show ring.
Yeah, I guess that's my city background, is that I didn't realize, if you want a yearling, you've got to go a year.
Yep.
So, duh.
it all takes time.
All righty. Well, and a lot of the ribbons and stuff, that's donated. People help out with that. Businesses and things come in. It's just amazing what happens.
It is. We have so many people that sponsor plaques and trophies and awards and that type of thing, and it's what makes it work. We don't get state aid for fairs, so when it comes to that, it's the people that come through the gate and the sponsors that sponsor and pay things that make it work. So,
because I remember a few years ago that anything the state was giving was going to be cut off, and the people up here, the businesses and the people, just stepped up.
Right. Absolutely. It's amazing. We did a little house cleaning a few years ago, and in the day when horse racing was big in this state, they had what they called paramutual funds, and paramutual funds went to help fairs and activities like fairs across the state. Well, as that dried up, so did the money for it. So there is no money that comes from the state for that. So it's all based on our events that take place, our sponsorships, and the local people that support it.
All the states give you are the regulations.
Correct.
They like to do.
But that's for a good thing, too, because that's for the safety and well-being of the kids and animals as well.
Now, I understand pricing is the same. There's
yep.
no cost of living or anything involved
nope.
this year. It's
no change.
Exactly like last year.
We made our change last year, and it was successful for us, and we had good comments from people as well. So it is $5 for those 10 and older. If they're under 10, they get in free to the grounds. And then our grandstands, we haven't changed grandstands rates in years, $8 there. And of course, ride bracelets haven't changed from last year either. $12 on kids' days, $18 the rest of the week to ride those rides from when they crank up early afternoon until they shut them down 10, 11 o'clock at night. So it's lots of great fun and activities.
Do you still have that T-shirt that you can
we
get?
We still have the T-shirts.
Yep. Get you in.
T-shirt on Thursday. Thursday's T-shirt day. So if you happen to have purchased or maybe been at one of the county events that go on, you may have noticed the Ferris wheel going through, and there's some other events and things where we've thrown some of those T-shirts out and give some of those away. This year it's a navy blue T-shirt.
We changed the color, so we can't use last year's.
No, we changed the color each year. It's a new color each year. This year it's navy blue. And if you come on Thursday with wearing one of those navy blue T-shirts, you get free admission to the fair.
Okay. This is the 149th. You're getting close to your big anniversary, and we'll talk about that a little later on. But what do you have new this year? You've always got a few things new, and you bring back the favorites everybody likes.
Yeah, we try and bring back some of the favorites, but we throw in a couple new things. So this year we're trying something different. On Tuesday evening, we have the HUCO Extravaganza. Working with the local county Farm Bureau, Young Farmers Group, and that. It's a talent show, basically kind of like Huron County's version of The Voice. I believe we have 16 either single or duet groups that will be performing. And we also have some other local entertainment, which are not part of that, that will be entertaining in between times and putting on a show. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got some sponsorship for it, so those kids or youth, I should say, youth through adults, because we have three or four different age categories there that they will be in. They have all pre-registered and filled out their paperwork, so they'll get their chance to come in and compete for those prizes, and we'll find out what kind of singing talent we actually have in this county.
And I was kind of asking before the show, HUCO is a contraction for Huron County.
Correct.
It's not like, you know, it's American Idol on the road type
of
thing.
No,
it's something you folks HUCO. At the fair have put together.
Huron County put together. Don Wheeler, working with the local Farm Bureau group, kind of has organized and put it together. I believe Clark Ramsey and Tim Fritz are going to be kind of working as the MC hosts of it. And so it should be a lot of fun. We want it to be a fun, entertaining evening. Come out and see some of your neighbors or your neighbor's kids participate. Listen to some wonderful, fun music and just have a good evening.
Family fun.
That's family
a lot
fun.
Of, a lot of what the fair is
right.
about is family fun.
It is. And Tuesday is our kids' day throughout the day, and it's our youth family activities in the evening. The countryside group comes in and does a lot of free activities for the kids. The little ones get the pedal tractor pull. We usually have a dance for the teenagers. We've had a bonfire with s'mores in the evening. So Tuesday is our fun day for the family and kids.
You've also got coming up on Friday night.
Friday night we have another new event. We always look for what's out there, what's new and different.
You've had monster trucks in the past. You've had other events.
We've had monster trucks and a number of different things. And the monster,
and they go a couple
of years. They go a few years.
You try something new.
Have to change it up. So Friday night we have what we call the Redneck Truck Races. Did a little look online, and if those of you want to have a little more information on that, if you check online and look at Redneck Truck Races online, you'll see that they take the old grain trucks from years ago, do a little modification to them, and then they have races with them. They're empty, yes. Well, theoretically, they're empty. Most of them should not have anything in the box of those.
You don't want to spill grain all over your racetrack.
Right. Price of grain right now, some of the farmers might just as soon dump some of it. But, they're going to have some races. They'll race in front of the grandstands, some different events and things with them. Should be a lot of fun. All local. The guys tell me we have 20... maybe 20 plus old style farm trucks that will be out there running races. I assume they'll do some heats and have a chance. If you're driving around the county right now, you'll see a few of these trucks parked in a couple of spots. One in front of Robbie Eisler Trucking. There's one that sits there. There's one that sits down across from the Big Boy Restaurant with a little advertising about the fair. And I know there's a few others, some with some more unique painting on them. But should just be a great fun night, trying to have as much local type fun as we can.
Terrific. And again, that's at the grandstands.
That's at the grandstands, of course. Those are a couple new things that we have this year. We do have some of the, you know, the old favorites.
The tractor pull.
The tractor pull on Saturday night. That's, you know, that's a
classic.
I don't know if you have a county fair without a tractor pull. And of course, on Thursday night, the Bullarama, with the Cowgirls Barrel Racing and Dwayne Spa singing ahead of time. That's been a favorite for many years, and we certainly thank Bayport State Bank for sponsoring that and making that come about. But that's great. We're still hanging on, and we'll have the Combine Demolition Derby again this year. There's enough of the old combines out there that they have fun with that. And again, most of those combines are Huron County or real close. That they come in and have some fun with that and smash them up and drag them around. And between the final heat and the championship run on that, there will be a demolition derby of cars again this year. We had a group come in last year and ask about doing that, and so we've put just one heat in that night to do it, and should be a lot of fun. I think earlier in that evening, and maybe even on Redneck Truck, right? Lawnmower races. We'll have some of those splattered in here and there for a little, you know, unique entertainment once in a while.
Sometimes when you're driving home and you see them out there on their half-acre lawns, you think they're doing the lawnmower races.
Some of those machines today move right along. They certainly do.
Now, we talked Tuesday was Kids Day, but Wednesday is Seniors Day.
Wednesday, Seniors Day. Of course, Shure Medical Center comes in and for the day that day. And that's the day that we have the health care under the entertainment tent up by the office. That's the evening that the afternoon evening that the seniors get their free chicken dinners. That's also that evening we have the Spring Street Boys, which will be performing in the tent, and the seniors usually really enjoy that. So it's a good day for the seniors to come out, get their health screenings and those type of things, enjoy some conversation with each other and some of the people that are there, chicken dinner and music.
And reminisce. They've been to fairs probably all their life.
Absolutely.
You've had 149 of them. I'm
you bet.
Nobody's was at the first one.
I don't think there's anybody around that was at the first one yet. We don't believe. But it's interesting. And we will be looking as we move forward. One of the pieces that we're hoping to pull in as we talk about next year being the 150th is if people have some memorabilia, whether it's pictures or some old placards or even trophies or that type of thing.
That you won 60 years ago, your grandfather did or whatever.
Sure. Grandpa won that showing his champion Hereford Bull or whatever it was at the time. We're hoping to figure out, and we don't have it quite put together, but we're looking for some input this year that next year at the 150th, we would like to have a spot that we display a lot of that type of memorabilia and thing so people can reminisce more about what went on in their childhood or their grandparents talked about.
Because fairs have changed in all them years.
They have.
When I first came here, there were rows and rows of combines and things that farmers could look at because, you know, they were all there right in a row. Today, they're... You know, they don't even keep a big stock on hand because they're too expensive. You order what you want.
Order what you want, and they make it and ship it to you. So a lot of that stuff isn't around. And I find it extremely interesting with my ag teacher background, looking at the different types of animals and how much the beef steers or the hogs or the sheep have changed over the years. And you go back to some of those pictures from years ago. And so that's always, it's always fun. And we're hoping to have a little haul to be able to do some reminiscing with that next year.
Well, terrific. I understand Thursday is special needs.
Thursday morning, the special needs day. Those special needs kids, we had the PAC group from the ISD come to us a few years ago and say they'd like to try that. Some of those special need kids, when it comes to the regular carnival, midway animals, it's just way too much for them. It's too much noise. It's too much action. It's too much. So on that Thursday morning for those special need kids, they run a few rides with the sound off and the lights off, so it's quieter and easier for them. We have some assistance for them. We have a lot of parent volunteers that come in. They do a candy drop. We take them over to a couple of the edges of a couple of the barns so they can see some of the animals that are quiet and easy for them and check that out. It's just a great morning and has really turned into a real nice activity.
And another way to make sure we're all inclusive with all of our community members able to enjoy the fair.
Sure. We want to make sure that everybody gets the chance to enjoy it and come out and have a good time. So that's Thursday morning with that.
Miracle of Life is back, I understand.
Miracle of Life.
Hoping to have a few births through the week, maybe?
We certainly plan on it. The Zwimmers have done a great job with us over the years, bringing those dairy cows in, and that's back on the plan that we should have baby calves being born throughout the week. We'll have a couple sows there with their litters of pigs, baby chicks. I believe a young goat kid. I'm not sure, but probably we'll have a young lamb in the barn as well. So we have lots of those kinds of things. And, of course, the ever-popular corn box for the kids to play in. Instead of the sandbox, we have the corn box, and the youngsters have lots of fun with that.
Terrific.
So lots of great family fun and activities. And then, of course, throughout the entire week, the kids get a chance to show their prowess with the all the different judging that goes on, the livestock being judged, the crafts being judged, and all those different exhibits and things. And
all that takes place before the sale of some of these animals at the end. It's done earlier in the week, so the kids are there. And they generally have to be there pretty much every day to feed them.
Right. The kids that participate in the fair, most of them are there virtually every day. Animals have to be fed, have to be cleaned, have to be taken care of.
A lot of them camp right there on the grounds.
Many
because,
do.
Because you have to get up early, and if you live in Harbor Beach or whatever, that's a long ride to get here just to water the animals.
Well, it's amazing the number of families that we have that take vacation for fair week, and they bring the camper over and park the camper for the week and basically stay.
And that's evolved, too.
It has.
You've got electrical hookups, all that kind of stuff now that, you know, makes it a lot more convenient than the rustic camping of years past.
Sure, we do. And if you look at some of those rigs that roll in now, it's not quite the same as it was when we were kids and went camping. But that's great that they have that opportunity and enjoy it. We're also, our plans are underway. The prints are done and the work is set. On Saturday afternoon, we will have a groundbreaking ceremony for the new bathroom facility that will be going in. We'll break ground on Saturday, the last day of the fair, and our intentions are before the end of 2017, the new bathhouse will be constructed on the fairgrounds.
That's ambitious.
Well,
because you have to count on Mother Nature.
Mother Nature will be just fine with the fair, you know.
Yeah. It never rains during the fair, does it?
Never rains, and it's always nice and cool. But we work hard to make sure that things are set and in place. We have a lot of local contractors and people that have stepped up and said that's a project that needs to get completed. And so the time frame is set. And if not by the end of the year 2017, certainly before spring comes, we will have it set, and a new bathhouse is scheduled to be done if we don't run into some major complications that we're not looking forward to. Few other pieces and activities. You know, we talk about the fair, but we do have many other things that take place on the fairgrounds outside of that. We started last year with our holiday light show.
How did that go, by the way?
We had great reviews with it. We actually, on nights that it wasn't storming.
It doesn't do that for the fair.
Well, we had a couple nights that we couldn't go, but on most nights we had upwards of 100 people go through on a night. So we had several hundred people through over the weekends that we ran it. Lots of great reviews. I've been hearing of some people out there talking about they're already putting their things together, looking at putting displays up for this year. We'll have some signage and things out for people that are interested. If anybody is interested in being one of our displayers for this year, they can stop at the fair office fair week, and we'll have application forms and things there for them. And we hope to keep it growing and make it bigger and better.
Well, that's good to hear, because I have people come in here and they do programs on their first year doing an event or something, and they're always, you know, worried what's the turnout going to be, and, you know, because that usually sets the tone for next year. But having a good turnout and more people, it sounds like it'll be something that's growing.
I, I think so. We really enjoyed it, and we had great feedback, so we think that's great. We're also working with the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce on a Halloween weekend that will come up. It's not actually going to be on Halloween, but we're going to have Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce and the fair are working together to have activities. We'll have a camp out at the fairgrounds with some kids' activities and projects and things for them there that go on as well. So we continue to try and make the fairgrounds a place for people to use more than just the week of the fair, and have lots of great things going on.
I mean, you have events come through. You have a circus come through once in a while that uses part of your fairgrounds to keep their
circus comes happy. In. We have summer horse shows. The Lions Club held their motorcycle rally this spring, and so there's just many different activities and things that go on the grounds outside of what we're in major prep for right now. If you happen to roll through the fairgrounds in the next week, you'll see a few people doing a lot of work to get things ready to roll.
And you have to make sure everything's ready for that week. If you got to do maintenance, if you got to do all kinds of things, you either do it before or after, because there's no doing it that week.
Sure. Unfortunately, you do a little maintenance that week, but we've been hard at it. You start seeing physical changes on the grounds that take place right after the 4th of July weekend. We get in and start prepping buildings, and there's actually kind of a neat, I want you to make sure you, when you're on the grounds, check out the rabbit barn. What was the rabbit barn, which they're hoping to use as their show barn this year. New coat of paint, some new windows in it. So although we have no new construction, you asked me about that earlier, no new construction going on, but that barn is getting a coat of paint. In fact, the painters were there yesterday, and I expect them back this afternoon. Should be finishing that up, and that building is looking like a completely different building there. So,
well, maintenance is how you keep the buildings a long time.
Absolutely. And we have put on a number of new buildings, but we got a couple roofs we're going to have to get at here in the next couple years, and always looking at paint projects. And
you have to coordinate this. I know they've been talking about, you know, expanding the arena part of the, mm-hmm. the expo center. You utilize that.
Correct.
It's utilized for other activities through the year, and, you know, if people have things scheduled, you just can't willy-nilly take it down and hope to have it up in a week again. That's a long process, and you got to make sure that it's there when you need it.
Sure. We work hard with the county on a lot of different activities and a lot of pieces that go on, and people, as much as people think of the fair, the people that are here in Huron County know that there's many other things. Coming up September 12th, Project Red, you know, we bring all those elementary kids down for a day down there, getting an ag education piece to it. And so rural education days. And so we'll get done with the fair. We'll kind of start packing and cleaning things away, but in the thought of what else goes on at the fairgrounds and how we make things work.
Because you have to coordinate with the county. That expo building and arena technically is county property.
Correct.
You own the fairgrounds that are around it.
Correct.
So, you know, we utilize it all as one in the fair.
Sure.
And you have to coordinate with them to make sure, you know, it's going to be ready when you need her.
Absolutely. We work together. We have those conversations. And Jody and I just had a chat the other day about an activity going on to make sure that we're in good shape with that. So we do. We work very well with that. And it certainly is a blessing to make that available to us. I think it works well for the county that it is where it's at and how that works for multitude of activities.
We should get back to the fair, though, because
there's
so much going on. You have a combine demo derby again?
Wednesday night. Should be a lot of fun.
Is this where you separate the wheat from the chaff,
so to speak? We typically have some different heats there to find out who's got what going. And over the years, the local guys have figured a lot out about how you set those up and some things to do. But that's a great event, you know. And the piece that we find that is exciting is when we get local people that are there participating in the entertainment as well. So it works well. But, that combine demo on Wednesday will be a lot of fun. The Thursday night Bullarama, the old-time favorite there, you know, that's a great kind of piece as well. And, of course, on Friday, even if you aren't looking to make a purchase, coming to the junior livestock sale, or Saturday morning coming to the SLA sale, it's just a fun time. Those buildings are full of people that are neighborhood business people, that are the neighborhood families that yeah, they're buying animals, but they're having a good time. They're chatting and reminiscing about years gone by, and it's just fun days for the whole week.
Just be careful if you see a relative across the way, don't wave to them. You may be bidding.
Yeah, we occasionally get somebody that's waving to somebody and places a bid, but the auctioneers get that straightened out real quick too. So that can happen, and we just, you know, it's all about the kids and the work that the kids put in and the fun that kids have and how hard they do prepping for it. The piece that I really enjoy is the fact that these kids from all across the county, which attend all the different schools, on the athletic field, they may be bitter rivalries. When it comes to the fair, they may be a little bit of a rival as they're going into the ring, but as soon as their class is done, they're standing on the sidelines cheering and hoping that the other person does well. From another school, I see these kids from all the different schools sitting on the tack boxes, sitting around the barns, really developing relationships and having a great time. And I find it interesting as I talk to a number of the people around the county about, yeah, we had our first date at the fair, or we met at the fair, and it's people that have been married for many years that met at the fair or dated at the fair, and it's kind of a community thing that can really develop a lot of great things.
If people want to get a copy of the schedule, I assume it's online?
Schedule's online on our website, Huron Community Fair.
Along with, I assume, the Huron Community Fair book, and which has all the rules, regulations about things that go on there.
Correct. On our Facebook page and online, it's there. If somebody, let's see, by the middle of next week, there's somebody back in the office during the day as well. Of course, the numbers are out there. Online or whatever, or do a search and you can find
Google
that
Huron Community Fair, Huron County, Michigan. Yep. And you will get to you pretty
right
quick.
They'll get to me, and answering service there, and answering service if you don't like what you get there, it has my number on it as well, and my phone rings. It's only been buzzing in my pocket a few times as we've been talking here, but we want people to, you know, ask the questions, find that out, and see what's going on, and we hope that we have a great turnout. We're going to have a beautiful week. I know that.
If you got pull, you're going to have a whole bunch of people trying to get a hold of you later on for their events.
Well, I figure we've had enough rain throughout the spring that maybe we'll be okay there, and it's going to be a great week. Either way, if it rains, we have fun. We play in the mud. If it doesn't rain, we have fun and we get our suntans.
Just part of what makes the fair fun is the challenge sometimes.
Absolutely. We know that you don't have 6 days in a row in Huron County that you don't get some weather changes, and that's expected. We make the best of what happens. Our facilities are set up that we can pretty much handle most any of those types of things. We do planning for all types of weather, and the events go on. In the last 10 years, I can only think of a couple grandstand events that we couldn't do because of weather.
And those usually involve the big vehicles that you just can't take indoors. The,
right.
The talent show, you could move that indoors.
Talent show can be moved inside. We can do some of those things, but it's pretty tough to have a tractor pull inside. We're just not quite set up for that yet. But
maybe on the last night of the fair, if you don't want the building anymore.
We have been very fortunate, and I'm sure that things will work fine, and we remind you, if it rains today, come tomorrow.
Okay, now you've got the Wow Balls on Water back again. We had
right.
Some of our crew went in there last year to deal with this.
Sure.
So is that's back again?
Sure.
Test their prowess?
Yep, the Wow Balls will be set back up across from the office again this year. They're back on and doing that. For those of you that have enjoyed the mime in the past, we have Iron Man going to be around this year. See if you can track Iron Man down and find him. And I'm not sure what type of activities and events he might be up to. But
just don't bring any of the monsters along that he has to fight.
No, no monsters he has to fight, but he'll be on the grounds and wandering around and I'm sure interacting with the kids and adults as well. We're looking forward to our 150th. I don't let too many pieces out, but...
But it is a big anniversary for you
It's
folks.
A Sesqua big anniversary.
Centennial, I believe.
Yep, sesquicentennial. It's a big thing for us, and there will be a couple of different entertainment-type things. We're bringing in a couple new acts. We're going to kick the fair off with a little surprise at the beginning of the week, and we're really excited about celebrating 150 years and some of the you know, thanking all of the people in the county, the community, the areas that have worked so hard over the years to make great things happen for our kids and the youth of this county and just have an enjoyable time.
I don't know, is it the longest running event in Huron County, as far as you know?
Well, I'm not going to challenge some of the Catholic Church festivals.
Well, but Christmas, you know, we can get around that.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I know, community event, it is the longest running that has been going at 150
and
years.
Continuously
running. Yes.
Even through the war years, there may have been a little slacking because people were gone and stuff, and it wasn't quite as big as it was in years past.
Right.
But it came back once
everybody
got home.
Sure. It is, and it's there, and. Of course, we don't have pictures from 150 years ago, but we have pictures from quite a number of years ago, and it is one of the longest running. I believe we are about the second or third continuous running fair in the state of Michigan as well. There aren't too many county fairs, community fairs that have been out there for longer than 150 years, so we're really excited about that. And of course, the only reason that it's here and it continues to run is because of the fabulous community support we get, and the 4-H's and the FFA, and the kids that are just all involved with their parents and leaders and things.
Well, I want to thank you for being with us today. We couldn't get to everything that's on the schedule; there's just too much. But check it out online, find out which days you want to make sure to be there. Starts off Sunday with the animals coming in and the Indian Trails Rodeo, and it's always a good way to kick off the fair, and by Tuesday the rides are up and everybody's having fun on those.
Absolutely. Great things, great fun for the whole family, and besides all the sponsors and that, we certainly also appreciate the work that the local press does in terms of radio coverage. I'm sure that the radio trailer will be down at the fairgrounds all week again, and if you happen to be around at the right time, you might get a chance to talk to somebody there, and the local papers and things do a great job of covering it for our kids and families as well, too, and we appreciate everything that goes in from everybody else that helps make it work.
Thanks for being with us. Good luck. I guess I don't have to say good luck on the weather, because you folks have got that all planned out.
We'll be great.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Craig.
Our guest today on the program has been the Huron Community Fair Board President, Clark Brock. 149th year for the fair this year. Next year, the big 150. But this year, it's going to be a full-fledged, fantastic time for all kids of all ages on up until you're a senior. There's specific days, specific events. I can't even say the words. And again, go online. You can get a list of all the activities going on each day. Prices are the same as last year to get in and at the grandstand, so you know coming in what it's going to cost. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.